Deny, delay, defend. What? Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramonmills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take 2 or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're back. We got a movie too much. Victor, you were up, Victor. You were going to tell us about Moretti's. I'm sorry, Victor. I didn't see the phone lines up, and I didn't realize the lines were all jammed. So, Victor, you get back in, and we'll put you right up, and we appreciate you calling about that. So let's get to Joe, who's been on hold the longest. So it's Joe, Scott, and Rudy right now, all three of you, right this second. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
How's it going, Walt? Hey, Joe. You know, I'm coming down in 2 weeks. I'm about 3 hours away, too, man. The sacrifices must be made. You know, you talk about wings.
That's right.
I don't got any wings up here.
That's
it's just
right.
A bunch of chains. You know, you're going to have, like, a sample down there. You're probably going to have all the wings.
Oh, yeah.
Have whatever that.
Tomorrow, I'm telling you right now, tomorrow we're getting 2 different pizzas, the beef on whack, and a wing sampler.
Somebody's got to do it, Walt.
That's right.
You know, you're talking about lightning. I still can't fathom. There was a guy up in Virginia at the Shenandoah Valley. He was a park ranger. He got struck by lightning 7 times.
Wow.
7 times.
See,
and his wife got struck too.
See, now that just proves my point, okay? That you know, it's like this, Joe. You know how these people always wanted to make it sound like nobody ever gets attacked by sharks? Nobody gets attacked by sharks because we're not swimming where the sharks are. That's it.
So true.
The ranger is the guy who gets hit by lightning all the time. Why? Because he's out in the lightning.
And the first one was like in 1942, and he was on a fire, like a fire tower, looking for, and he said there was no lightning rod. And yeah, you're 80 feet up.
Yeah.
On a metal platform.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, you're the first to go.
But
God's looking down saying, hey, who's that idiot up on the 80-foot-high metal pole?
We'll hit him first. I'm not going up there.
Then we're looking for you 9-iron golfers next, and you people on the lake.
Yeah, there's some video about South Carolina, like a car being struck. It's gone viral. It was like last week or something. But,
really?
I don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. But
good.
You know, thinking about quarterbacks, Walt, I know Manning's going to be good. I know he's going to be coached well. But don't you think, like, I keep saying these statements, he's going to be he's the best talent in 20 years. I think we're a little carried away with this. Don't you think we need to see him play a snap before we crown
Lawrence
him?
Trevor Lawrence was the best talent in 20 years, too. As he came out of the college football, he was the best. He was the generational quarterback and all that stuff. And that obviously that hasn't happened. And that's just an example. I mean, we hear that all the time. There can't be, you know, here's the thing. There can't be 18 best quarterbacks in 20 years. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
We keep changing the guy and offering them these titles. Let them play. How about that first? I mean, his own family is saying, dude is not a Heisman candidate. Let him play. I mean, the Manning family is openly talking about the fact he needs to come back next year.
Yeah. I kind of believe Spurrier's take. He's like, he sat behind a seventh round draft pick who probably could start in Miami in a few years. I feel for you for your Mets. I'm not a baseball guy, but sometimes you need your team to, you know, lift you up, and it's like the Hindenburg. I'll never forget going down to, you know, Papa John's Bowl with UConn. I was like, oh, we're dead now. You know? So I feel it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, exactly. Scott and then Rudy. Scott, how are you, Scott? Good to have you.
What's going on, Walt?
Hey, Scott. Appreciate you getting in.
Thankful for your Mets today.
Of course you are. My Mets are very charitable.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I don't do underdog much. I actually signed up, a while back, and you get the little bit of promotion money or whatever. Yeah. I've been using that. But I was down to my $1.87 and two nights ago, and I said, I'm going to throw it all on the Braves Mets. Picked a few things, and I won. I won, like, I supercharged it. I won, like, $9.
What'd you pick?
Hang on a second, I'll tell you. So then last night, I said, I'm going to do it again. And I picked, two nights ago, I picked Olsen and Profar over 1.5 hits. Two nights ago, I picked Olsen and Soto over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Okay. And then I picked Strider lower than a half first inning runs allowed. I supercharged it with my $1.87, and I won $9.54.
Cool.
And then last night I picked Soto again, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs.
I picked
Matt Olson for the same thing, and I picked Jerks and Profar for the same thing.
How about that? Maybe I should have you give me the picks for today, because I missed both of mine. Now, one of them was.
I've never won on it, but I have won the last two nights with your Mets.
Well, you're hot.
So I'm going to stay betting the Mets. I'm not throwing the house at the Mets, but I am.
Yeah.
I am going to stay with the Mets and see if I can win a little bit more. So I got $35. It wasn't mine because I think you got 10 at the gate. So
there you go. There
I'm
you
pretty
go.
Plus. So that's how it works.
I like it, Scott.
Yeah, man. Hey, and that's all the baseball I talk because Braves ain't got no postseason and it's football season. So I am excited about this Clemson team. I am a little cautious of the all the hype. But I watched the show last night and they like going Clemson undefeated. And then David Pollack comes out and says, hey, we're number one. And then you got McElroy, who I don't really put a whole lot of stock in what he ever says, but he's got him number one. And then Feinbaum singing praises to him. And I'm looking at the schedule and I'm like, we can really either be really, really good or we can start 1-2. I think if we get past the Georgia Tech game, which is the third game of the season at Georgia Tech, I don't think if we're 3-0 coming out of that game, we're going to run the table.
Well, I'm not picking anybody to go unbeaten, okay? I think it's too hard to go unbeaten. I think there's a reason. I mean, Clemson's number is 9.5. Now it's favored to the over. But, look, I've been saying since the 1st of February that Clemson's playing for the national title, and I think so. And I don't buy any of this rat poison stuff. I think it's way better to have people saying good things about you than the crap they've been saying about Clemson the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, I think it's way better than the alternative. People were saying nationally, all these same people were saying the program was over, that the game had passed Dabo Sweeney by, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's not good for recruiting. You know, now again,
well, I think if
go ahead.
I think if we had a defensive coordinator worth his salt last year, that we would have fared a lot better than what we did. It wouldn't have been
part of
close
it.
To get into the playoffs. And
yeah,
you know.
Look, he was part of it. He never should have been hired. Wes never should have been hired. That was a bad hire.
Right.
He's not cut from a defensive coordinator cloth. He's an analyst guy or an assistant of some sort, but he can't be a defensive coordinator. And so he wasn't cut from the right cloth. But And so he was a big part of it. The run fits, the gap integrity was terrible. But there were player issues too, Scott. I mean, you know, you had a well-known linebacker who basically didn't play well at all. I mean, he got washed away constantly. He was a runaround block guy. He did not go in the draft where people thought he would. For those reasons, I mean, people aren't stupid. You're not going to sell them stuff that their eyes don't see. You had a massive problem at defensive end. I mean, you tried moving a 340-pound defensive tackle to defensive end to try and shore it up, but you had a massive problem off that edge, and you got trucked all year. So a lot of it was Wes, and then some of it was personnel.
Yeah. Yep. And hopefully the Jimmys and the Joes help with our X's and O's. And,
yeah.
You know, if the wide receivers are what we believe they are, then that's going to open up the running game. I don't care who you put in the backfield. We're going to any of the guys in that stable that we got in the backfield can run if the passing game's where it's supposed to be. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. But anyway, appreciate you, Mets, Walt. Hopefully they'll keep me winning.
So my Mets suck, Ramona, but they're donating to Scott's bankroll.
They are.
Hey, donate to Scott's GoFundMe. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
See you, buddy.
Yep, exactly. Let me get to Rudy. Victor, you get back in. We need to hear that story, Victor. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Good, Tim. How are you, my friend?
Good, Rudy. Thank you for getting in.
Let me hit you to hold on a minute.
The texter said, hammering the under on 9.5.
Hey,
Rudy.
Yeah, go ahead, Walt. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Walt, listen, you are the best talk guy on the radio.
Thank you,
by far,
Rudy.
Right?
Appreciate that.
But you are the worst. You have the worst luck with vehicles. You do. Jesus.
Yeah, that's a fact, Rudy. At least that second part's a fact. I thought I'd been doing pretty good with that of late. I've been on a mini winning streak.
You know, Walt,
all came crashing
down. Maybe you should try a Chevrolet, Walt.
I have a Chevrolet. The Chevrolet truck is the one where the tire pressure was 12. Now, I can't blame Chevrolet for that.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Rudy. Thank you.
So, Walt, I'm going to tell you, I am rolling on the WNBA, Walt, right?
How about
underdog?
That? I love it.
Hey, I got a 50% boost, right? I know you love the boost.
Oh, yeah, I love the boost. Yeah.
Your boost.
Love the boost. Missed the boost.
But I had to pick six people, right?
Yeah.
To get a 50% boost, right? So I did that, and I raked, Walt. I paid for my beach trip.
You hit a 6 of 6?
I did. 6 of 6 on WNBA. Yes.
How about that on the WNBA? You need to tell us what you picked, Rudy. You know, it's funny, Rudy. I don't think I haven't tried a lot of sixes.
You know, honestly, Walt, I've had a lot of 6 on 6, but it was more MLB, and I hit like three out of six, right?
Wow.
So I did this last night, right? They said, well, you get 50%, but you got to choose 6. So I done 6, and Walt, I paid for my beach trip.
How about that? That's awesome, Rudy. Congratulations on the WNBA.
Yeah, I know, right?
Rudy's making money in the women.
The WNBA is really raking this time. I don't know why people don't pay attention to the WNBA.
I've done well on it, too, until last night, when I missed both of my WNBA plays narrowly.
I'm going to tell you what. Hey, North Myrtle Beach, here I come, baby. We're good.
Here you go, Rudy. Congratulations.
Hey, can I also run this by you real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
I got K. Klubnik over 3,324 yards.
Where'd you get that number? Because I thought his underdog number was 2,800 something.
Well, when I looked at Underdog early, it was 33-24, so I took it over.
Really?
Wow. I know he threw from 2,600 last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The thing you have to remember with the futures plays, like in college football, is that these numbers all look enticing because they're having to take into account injuries. In other words, you know, if a kid misses three games with an ankle sprain or something, then that ship sails on that play. You know what I mean? So I'm like a sucker for the hires too. So far I've only played hires on the future.
So I took Kubnik over 33-24. Also I took Kevin Jennings, SMU, over 27-99.
Yeah, I took him over. I got him at 27-49. But I took that a few weeks ago.
And also, Walt, can I run this by you? I'm a Clemson fan. You know this.
Yeah.
I love Clemson by far. Yeah, but also I've kept an eye on Texas Tech back in the day when Cliff Kingsbury was quarterback, right?
Because
I was a big Cliff Kingsbury fan. Okay. I was. And their win total, I know they're buying players or whatever. They throwing money out like it's candy. I get that. But can you go over, Walt, would you mind going over a win total for Texas Tech for me?
Yeah. Do you know the number offhand? I'll look it up. It's no big deal.
I don't, Walt, okay. But I can look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Yeah, we'll look it up, and we'll get to it. Because there are a couple of them.
Yeah. Like I say, I've been a fan since Cliff Kingsbury was there.
Okay.
Because he was a hell of a damn quarterback at Texas Tech.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So,
all right, Rudy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Will you do that for me?
Yep. 100%. Thank you, Rudy. Good talking to you as always.
Thank you so much.
Look up the college football win totals, Ramona. Do the Vegas Insider. Look up Vegas Insider college football win totals. I want to see what the number is for Navy anyway, because we're going to add Navy to ours and. Heck, we might even add Texas Tech. We'll see what their number is. I actually have a couple WNBA things that are sort of unbelievable that I want to get to as well as part of today's conversation. So we will do that. You can get in if you'd like. The lines have been jammed, but you can get in right now, 654-7627. Victor, you get back in. We need your story. I just didn't see you up there, Victor. Mea culpa. Let me know when you have that, Ramona. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll go to break, and we'll take a look at some of these numbers, and we'll look at Texas Tech's number on the other side. And again, I think a big part of why I like Texas Tech is Barron Morton. I also love Joey McGuire, the coach. I think Joey McGuire is one of the best coaches in college football. I heard Kwok and Ben talk a little bit about Texas Tech earlier, and Kwok's mentioned about Joey McGuire in the high school legend type thing. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think Joey McGuire is locked in for life at Texas Tech. I think he's a terrific football coach. I really do. And I think Texas Tech's going to win a lot of games. Not just this year, but I mean from now on. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit blockhaven.com for more information today.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Another football season is here, and it's time to get Palmetto Party Experience on your team. From coolers to chairs, TVs, tents, and tables, we've got everything you need for a hassle-free tailgate. Whether it's a single game, multi-game, or full season, we've got a package to fit your plans. Our team delivers professional, reliable service so you can enjoy a stress-free and unforgettable game day. Check us out at PalmettoPartyEX.com. That's PalmettoPartyEX.com.
Book today!
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside Nutique Boutique on Pendleton Square.
The 2025 Atlanta Braves are battle-tested, and every game this summer is a chance to get back in the fight.
Punched out towards third, backhanded and fouled around by Riley. Long throw. Oh, what a play by Riley.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Giving it up for your love. Everything. Giving it up for your love.
Walt Tiptoe Run Range. We are back. Thank you, Lubby. Appreciate that. Oh, Walt, you're the GOAT. First show I ever listened to was yours, and that was years ago. I've listened to more than I've missed since that day. Thank you, Lubby. Appreciate that. Very kind to you. The Reds fans are happy with my Mets, Ramona. and you're welcome. You're welcome. Reds fans write me. As a Reds fan, I'm greatly appreciative of your Mets, Walt. We'll gladly take that last wild card spot if you all don't want it. We don't. It's clear. We don't. We don't want it. We are not interested in being in the playoffs. We suck out loud. Victor, good to have you. Victor, appreciate you calling back.
Yeah, hey, Walt, you know, I love to call in and talk sports, but I also love to call in when I've had a great experience with one of your advertisers. And I was really, really, I thought it was cool that Moretti's was advertising with you because it, now what it sounds like to me is it sounds like they're probably under new ownership, okay?
They are.
So, yeah. But we started going to Moretti's in 2004.
Yeah.
And a really great guy, Peter, was the guy that owned, his wife's name was Tina. And so I pop in there for lunch one day and, full disclosure, I grew up in northern Illinois, and I'm Scandinavian, so the Vikings are my ancestors, right? Well, the little town I grew up in, you know, up north, everybody knows where they're from. You know if you're Puerto Rican, you know if you're Swedish, you know if you're Italian, you know if you're Polish, right? So anyway, we got exposed to real Italian food from the time I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
So we knew what real Italian food was and ate it and loved it. And so long story short, 2004, I see it's Moretti's pizza, and I am really particular. I mean, you know, I'm just real particular about what pizza's supposed to taste like. So I pull in, and this guy walks up. It happens to be Peter, and he says, "Can I take your order?" And I said, "Well, I said I'm just going to tell you. You know, if it's not good, I'm going to tell you." He said, "I'll tell you what." He said, "If it's not good," he said, "you bring it back. I'll give you your money back." So I got a couple slices, went out to the truck. First bite, I knew I had found the winner, right?
There you go. Here's the good news, Victor. Peter still hangs out there and still all the original recipes.
Well, cool. Well, and I knew it would be because, listen, we started going there. That day, I ate there Friday at lunch, took Lynn, my wife, back there Friday night. We ate there Friday night. We go back. No, I eat cold pizza for lunch on Saturday. We go back Saturday night, try something else. We started going like every week. We were there on Friday night. A lot of times we'd hang out till they closed and just sit and talk and, you know, have a glass of wine or something. And that's such a great place, and it's such original stuff. And I got to hear all these stories about how he did his time in New York and in Buffalo. And listen, that's the kind of place where you want to go and be a regular. And their food has always been great. Their wings are stellar. So anyway, look, I'm just bragging on one of your advertisers, and I think people should go because it's fantastic.
That means a lot, Victor. Yeah, means a lot. We take time to do that. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, always love your show. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Victor. Very kind of you. How about that, Ramona? That's what we're talking about. Arthur and Trucker James. Arthur, how are you? Arthur, good to have you.
Hello, Walt. How are you?
Good, Arthur. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I know that football season is around the corner. Now, are you an NFL fan too?
Oh, of course.
Now, who do you like in the NFL?
I don't know that I really have a team per se. I just like the game. I don't really have a team that I would pull for. Honestly, I would like to see Josh Allen and or Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl. So I'd probably be rooting for one of those two teams.
Okay.
Or maybe Detroit. Maybe Detroit too. I sort of like Detroit. I like Campbell, the coach.
I've been a Redskins fan since 1976. I was like 6 years old. I started liking Clemson because I liked tigers. That was my favorite animal. And I loved orange. So that was my reason why I started liking Clemson. In 1977, I saw them play in the Gator Bowl when I was 8 years old, when they played Pittsburgh and got killed.
Yep.
And I've traveled and seen a lot of games over my lifetime. But I think that if the wide receivers are as good as they think they can be, and we have a quarterback that stays healthy and doesn't get hurt, we got a chance to win it all.
Yeah, I'm not counting the Commanders out at all. I mean, I think there's a good chance, Arthur. I mean, I think that I would be surprised if they don't play well. They made moves in the offseason that they thought were Super Bowl type moves, and we'll find out whether it all pays off. I think the pieces are there, and Daniels is spectacular. So,
well, I was actually talking about Clemson.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
But I believe that we got the best quarterback in the draft last year. I don't think there's no doubt about that part.
Yeah, you'd brought up both. I thought you were reverting back to Washington, but I think Clemson absolutely has a chance to win the national title. I've been saying since February 1st, I think Clemson's going to play for the national championship.
Now, so you don't really have an NFL team that you pull for like you pull for Clemson in college football?
No. And I try just to analyze. That's my job. And so I don't give myself the luxury of being a fan. I try to analyze.
You ever been to many pro football games?
Oh, yeah, many.
I mean, have you been to, like, is it like the Panthers? Is that who you've seen, or other places around the country?
Oh, no, I've seen teams all over the country.
I've been to Buffalo. I've been to Cincinnati. I've been to Atlanta, Nashville, Carolina. You know, where I could drive.
That's awesome.
I flew to, what's that?
I said, that's awesome.
Huh? I've been to see Clemson play quite a few times. I live in Knoxville, and
I didn't realize that. You've called the show for a long time, but I didn't realize you lived in Knoxville.
I've lived in Knoxville since I moved here in 93 from Colorado. I lived in Colorado. I saw Marshall Faulk play in college.
Really? You should have won the Heisman Trophy.
At the Air Force Academy. And then I saw John Elway play in Denver. I saw him play three games one year.
How about that?
So I've seen some of the greatest college and pro player. Elway, by far, had the strongest arm I've ever seen.
Oh, he's certainly in the conversation. No question about it. Arthur, I have to run. Good speaking with you as always. Call back. Thank you. I think Elway certainly had one of the strongest arms. He sort of had a baseball throwing motion because he was a baseball player too. I have multiple people, Ramona, who came in right at the end of what Victor was saying, and they missed us talking about Moretti's earlier. People joined the program at different times, but yeah, he was talking about Moretti's of Malden. So, and they are a new advertiser, and their food is absolutely incredible. So get to Moretti's. You'll thank me later. And we're going to have a big sampler tomorrow. I can't wait. Trucker James. James, how are you, James? Good to have you.
Hey, well, I couldn't take no more of that talking about the Washington Redskins. As you feel Dallas Cowboys, please. Hey, I'll make it quick, and I can take it off there. So you think they should pay Micah Parsons? You think that would hurt the Cowboys? Just go ahead and trade him, let him go, and they just go ahead and, you know, and get a better defense, or they – because I think Dallas has a good chance of being a strong team.
Yeah,
and since you don't have a team, that's pull for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I've already said this, James. I think you know this. I picked Dallas to win the division. Now that's dependent on Parsons being a part of this team. I think Dallas should 100% pay Parsons, and I think they will. I mean,
okay.
I think Jerry Jones loves to drag these kinds of things out because it keeps the Dallas name and his name in the forefront of the conversation. That's why I think he doesn't just immediately pay these guys. I mean, I think he
really don't.
I think it's good for his business to drag this stuff out. And I think that's what he does. Now, in this case, both sides have gotten a little testy, but I still think at the end of the day, I would be shocked if Parsons is not in Dallas. If he's anywhere else, I think it'd be Atlanta. But I think he'll be in Dallas. And if he's in Dallas, given the additions this team has made, I think Dallas is a legitimate contender in the NFC. And I don't even remember the last time I said that. I don't even know when that was.
And I'm going to ask you, I can take it off that because I know time running out. Does South Carolina pick up that running back? And if they do, how would that improve their,
Rasul Faison, he has been cleared for practice, but that's it as far as I know. He has not yet been cleared by the NCAA to participate in games as far as I know. I have not seen anything other than that. So you're still in a holding pattern. I would assume that clearing of stage one means that they are setting the stage to clear stage two. That's what I would assume. But who knows with the NCAA.
Right. Walt, I appreciate it.
Yeah, 100%, James. Good talking to you as always. Thank you. Tisha said, Walt, Mets got to be a lock tonight, right? You would think so. You would think after the hideous, embarrassing performance last night, that's the kind of thing you bounce back from. You would think so. You would think as professionals you would bounce back from that. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know. Ted said, this was Mr. B on, I guess this is Victor's thing. That's not just Northern. More people than you know where they came from. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an everybody thing, right? I think that's sort of an everybody thing, I would think. I've never actually even thought about that. But we've had a couple of interesting tours today. One that we just had. What is this? If he's going to North Myrtle Beach, he must have won a lot of money. That's on Rudy's. That's on Rudy's thing, Ramona. But by the way, we had a caller call yesterday about the Braves and said this. He said he's sad and lonely about the Braves. And that's when I reminded him that he had $350,000 from lottery to keep him company. So he shouldn't be sad and lonely about anything. And he has a lovely wife, too. Otherwise, he could go down and be king on West Whitner Street.
And what did I say when you said that? Now I'm sad and lonely.
That's right. That's right. But imagine, dude won. He actually won $500,000, but they took $150,000 right off the top. But dude won $500,000, and he's worried about what the Braves' record is, and that he's lonely. $350,000 cleared will buy you a lot of companionship. You can get double massages right there, right at your home. I mean the regular type,
the legal type,
right? The legal type. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break.
The countdown is on. 16 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Lovnik back to pass as time goes down the middle. Open is Williams. Goes high, gets it, bounces off tackle to the 25. Will take it to the end zone. Touchdown. Antonio Williams, another long strike.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Skillstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Skillstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Skillstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
Attention, it's time for the morning announcements. Make sure your parents are aware of the Ingalls Tools for Schools program and ask them to link their Ingalls Advantage card to our school. Remember, you have to do it each year. Now please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilA.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
It's Mattress Max Furniture's It's Not a Holiday Mattress Sale. We think you shouldn't have to wait on a holiday for a great night's sleep. Like Paramount Heavy Duty Mattresses, designed to not sag for 20 years. Save hundreds, because it's not Labor Day. 13-inch cooling cover mattress, not President's Day sale price, $499. Casper Mattresses, save hundreds off of internet pricing because it's not Columbus Day. So hurry in before the next big holiday. Every day, Mattress Max Furniture will save you money!
Tiger fans, beat the heat with Elkmont. Whether you're cooling off with a day at the lake, heading for cooler climates on vacation, or gearing up for game day, Elkmont has everything you need with great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is your destination for summer fun. Conveniently located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leap, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of a rodeo. Daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm a sound at the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. It'll hit you, it'll get you where you're going, so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't share.
That's so awesome. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Ramona, before we get going here, do you have the audio video I asked you to get on Thomas Hammock?
Oh, yeah, let me get that. I got it.
This is, you're going to hear from Thomas Hammock of Northern Illinois. This is going viral, if it hasn't already, and you want to talk about a guy who just gets it. This is Thomas Hammock from Northern Illinois. This only lasts like 2 minutes or something, but it's 2 minutes of complete and total comprehension of NIL and what it means and what kids should care about. And we just don't have enough of this in the game. So let me present you Thomas Hammock from Northern Illinois.
Yeah, to me, I mean, to be honest with you, I love the challenge. You know, it don't bother me one bit, because you know what? In life, you're going to make decisions, right? Sometimes it's going to work in your favor and sometimes it's not. I told our team the other day, you know, we lost all these guys. Let's see who plays. So it's all good when people put it on Twitter, hey, all glory to God, I'm going in the transfer portal. Let's see if they play. How many of those guys going to play or travel or get snaps? You know, I was going to tweet something the other day, a picture of me, and say, you know what? I enjoyed my college experience. I didn't get one dime. But the lessons I learned was more valuable than any money you can ever pay me. And I appreciate that, because that is long term. People are losing the fact that this is short term. I coached in the National Football League for 5 years. 5 years, right? Don't lose focus of what the long term. Get your degree, learn valuable lessons that's going to help you in the long term of your life. That's the whole purpose. This is a transition from being a kid to a grown up. And I hope people don't lose focus of that. Everybody's talking about everything else besides what is the most important thing for going to college. Because if you're going to college to go get a couple dollars, you might as well go get a job. This is too hard to go get a couple dollars. Learn the lesson that you need to learn to be successful in life for the next 40 to 50 years of your life. I would do it again for free, because of the things I learned. That's why I'm standing here today, because of what I learned in college, not because of how much somebody gave me. That's what I would tell people. And parents, they need to learn that lesson too. Stop trying to live through your kids. Go teach your kids what are the things they need to learn to be successful. That's what I'm telling my kids. I don't care about no NIL, no revenue share. I can care less. You need to learn things in college to get you prepared for life, to be a father, a husband, to work, everything else. Those are the most important things. That's what people are missing, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
How spot on was that?
I know, I liked it.
I mean, he pointed out, you know, he said, yeah, these kids are saying, you know, thanks to God and everything when they leave and transfer. He said, let's see if they play.
Yeah.
You know, let's see if they get snaps wherever they're going. Again, it's this grass is always greener thing that everybody gets lured into and thinking. And he's basically saying we've lost sight of all the things that actually make this special in this madness pursuit of money. And I think he's right. Now, look, I also think that his team has been somewhat decimated by guys leaving the program. And, you know, and he's probably feeling a little bitter over that. But this stuff is heartfelt. You can tell. You know, this is not something that he was coerced into. This isn't something that is fake or phony. This is how he feels. You know, he said, I would do it for free all over again. You know, and it's about life lessons. It was so good. Absolutely so good. I got multiple people loving the Stephen Wilson. We added Stephen Wilson to the mix a few weeks back. Love, love, love. Texter 803 says he sounds delusional, but it's not reality. Most kids don't even go to college. They have an opportunity to change their life. I'm not sure what you mean by that, quite honestly. You'd have to explain that to me. It doesn't sound delusional to me. I mean, I think that's as good as anything I've heard about this entire system and what really should be important and what should still matter, but doesn't seem to matter anymore. I was beyond impressed with what he had to say. And again, if you watch it, the clearly heartfelt manner in which it was delivered, it's good stuff. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great, man. First, let me just get this out of the way before I comment on that. I didn't call about your coach, but I want to comment on that. I guess there's two Texter 678s. That's what my area code is. And
oh, I'm
you...
sure there's more than two.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would like to somehow distinguish myself from the one that...
No worries. It's no worries. It's just one dude.
Yeah, I'm going to start putting my name on mine instead of putting 678.
There
you
go.
I wonder where that coach played college ball at. Do you know?
I don't know. I have to think about that.
Obviously, he played at a college similar to what Dabo Swinney has built, where they build the whole player and the whole man.
Yeah.
And he didn't play in the SEC, where all they're worried about is whether or not you can run, fast, tackle, and they don't care what you do outside of football.
Yep.
Because that's one of the biggest things is he sees the value in that. What he learned, he sees the value in that. But how many of these kids go to these colleges where they know all they are is a hunk of meat that can run fast and tackle and block?
Yeah, he played at Northern Illinois. He's playing at his alma mater.
Okay. Yeah, and I hate it for him because, I mean, and obviously you can just tell right off that guy ain't going to be at Northern Illinois. He's going to be moving on up, but
yeah. Well, he mentioned he coached the NFL. I think he was with the Ravens as a running back coach. He was a running back in college.
Well, obviously he had a good system around him.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, again, SEC. A lot of these kids in the past haven't had that. These programs did not care what kind of human being you were. As long as you showed up on Saturday, weren't in jail, and could perform the way they wanted you to perform. So, you know, there needs to be a lot more Dabo Sweeneys in that coach at Northern Illinois and a lot less of what it has been traditionally. So, and I know it seems it's going that way, Walt. It really does. Dabo, he's not the first, obviously, but Dabo has put that type of program out there nationally that, hey, you know, we're not just interested in whether you can run fast and catch the ball and throw the ball. We're interested in what kind of person you are, and we're going to develop you into a man who can succeed outside of football.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really catching on in a lot of places.
I hope so.
So
we'll see.
I do, too. I really do. Now, why I called... I'm still on the Indiana stuff, so you can get your jokes revved up and your horse laughing and all of that. Get your throat cleared out.
Yeah.
Where would you rank Indiana's offense in the Big Ten? Fourth? Potential offense, I guess I should say.
I would say, yes, fourth.
I think that's a good starting point for potential. I do. With everything that you've talked about and everything that I know, I think fourth is a good spot. Now, I think Indiana's going to end up with the best defense in the Big Ten. I really do.
I'm not buying that.
Why not?
Because I just don't think they have the talent that some of those other teams do.
Well,
they don't have the talent that Penn State does. They don't have the talent that Ohio State does. They don't have the talent that Oregon does defensively. I mean, they have some good players, but they don't have the depth of talent that those programs do.
And I know your answer to this is probably going to be schedule, but other than Ohio State, their defense finished higher than every other team that you mentioned.
Yeah, it's schedule. You're not going to try and tell me, Robert. I want you to think about this before you say it. You're not going to try and tell me that Indiana's defense was better than Penn State's last year. Because
statistically,
it's not even in the same universe. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just not even in the same universe.
I mean, Walt, if they were playing in, you know, some other league, the Big 12 or the ACC last year, but they played a Big 12.
I like Indiana, Robert, but you're going to make me hate them because there's just no way. I mean, you get on one of these things and you don't let it, you don't let go. Look. I like Indiana. I thought they were a really good team last year. They played nobody. Let's be honest. They played nobody. Their schedule was beyond cushy, and they have some dudes on defense. They have some players, and they're very well coached, but they're not Penn State. I mean, they're not. There's no Abdul Carter over there.
Well, there isn't at Penn State this year.
Well, now, but you were talking about last year too.
Yeah, and I specifically said statistically. Listen, Bryant Haynes. For people who don't know who he is, the defensive coordinator at Indiana,
yeah,
the dude is like he's a lot like Brett Venables. He
he was probably considered in this hire, but he wasn't chosen. They chose the Penn State defensive coordinator.
Well, I understand that, but I don't think he would leave Kurt Cignetti. I mean, he's been with him for forever. But
and Clemson offered. He was gone. He's not staying defensive coordinator at Indiana if Clemson called.
Probably. You're probably right. But I mean, the guys. Every defense practically that he's ever coached has finished tops in the nation in tackles for loss, in tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah. So he's sort of like Brett Venables like that. But he's also sort of like Tom Allen, where he's very aggressive at trying to, create turnovers, and he's really good at creating turnovers. I mean, listen, people probably don't know who Bryant Haynes is, but they're going to know. The dude is one of the better defensive coordinators that, like I said, a lot of people don't know about. Yeah.
Those things are true, but the reality, the harsh reality is there's still not as much talent, just player for player, in that school on defense as there is at places like Penn State and Ohio State and Oregon. There just isn't there.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, Walt. I mean, they got a good defensive lineman, one. Yeah. They got a good linebacker, one. They got a couple of good dudes in a defensive end, one. They got a couple of dudes in the secondary, so they can't have any injuries. That's for sure. Yeah. But listen, man, I'm telling you, Walt, just lastly, this Moretti's, I'm going to have to drive up there.
Let's go.
Because I'm telling you, if I had to choose one ethnic food to eat the rest of my life, it's going to be Italian.
That's me, too. Italian food's my favorite food. I've said this forever. I like lots of ethnic food choices. I mean, I am open to most of it. Like, I like Italian food. I like German food. I like Chinese food. I like Thai food. But if I was only allowed to choose one food, I am always choosing Italian. Now, my second might actually be Thai, and I didn't always know that in my life until I found Thai Spice of Anderson. Then I found that out. By the way, Thai Spice, you might come on board too. Quick break, Robert. I got to run. Good talking to you. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you.